Now, when you were growing up with your family, what were holidays like here in Gilmington?
Well, I guess they're pretty much like they are now, except that I think probably back in those days people were more serious about the holidays. Today it's, a lot of people go to Mexico or someplace to celebrate Thanksgiving and Christmas or something like that.
But right.
Back in those days, it was a family. The holidays were family affairs, and people, got together and celebrated.
Sure. Now, I've been told you're related to Daniel Webster.
It's a distant relationship.
A distant relation.
And I've been to the state vital records and other places, but when you get back, get back into the 1800s, it's just hard to find anything.
Sure.
All I can do is consider it a distant relationship.
Yeah. What can you tell me about your ancestors?
Well, as I say, I'm the fifth generation in town. The first generation was Benjamin Webster. The next was Caleb Prescott Webster. And then my grandfather, and my grandfather's name was Benjamin Franklin Webster.
Oh.
And he had a homestead on Potter Road, just down the road where Bob Potter lived.
Mm-hmm.
He's your next guest. My grandfather's place was down on Potter Road. They called him Frank. And the old house is gone now. The house and barn and all the buildings are gone.
Mm-hmm.
But that was where my father grew up. And, down on the end of Potter Road. And they went to school at the Potter School, which was one of the other, little one-room schoolhouses here in Gilmington.
Mm-hmm.
My father and my Uncle George went to the Potter School. It's right on the corner of Potter Road and the old stage road.
Sure.
And that's where they went to school. And my father had, of course, memories of the big fire that burned up Gilmington Iron Works.
Mm-hmm.
1915, he could remember that.
Mm-hmm.
My grandfather, Benjamin Franklin Webster, had a heart attack. He was down in the woods cutting wood one day. Bitter cold day in January. He was cutting wood and he had a heart attack. My father was only 22 years old. He didn't come back, and my grandmother said, he isn't. He should be back by now. And my father went down in the woods and found him, and he was dead.
Oh, wow. Did you get married as you grew up?
No, I got married late in life.
Okay.
And then, unfortunately, I lost my wife in an automobile accident a few years ago.
Sorry to hear that.
So now I'm a bachelor again.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have children?
No, I just have stepchildren.
Stepchildren, okay. Well, that's great. What can you tell me? Are there any other memories or things you remember about when you were younger and growing up that you'd like to share?
Well, one of the big memories is Brown's Pond, which is right down behind my old farm down on Route 129. Brown's Pond was a popular place at the time for fishing. People from all over the neighborhood came down there to fish. And the dam gave out. The big planks that held the dam disintegrated.
Mm-hmm.
The dam went to pot. And the pond went down the brook. The pond and the fish went down the brook. And the people that owned the flowage rights to the dam didn't take care of it. So we pretty much lost the pond. Now the beavers have got in there, and the pond is pretty much back to its original size,
okay,
temporarily at least, because of the beavers. But Brown's Pond was a favorite place back in those days.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Any other memories that you can think of?
Well, of course, back in the 50s and 60s, of course, we went hunting a lot in Lower Gilmanton. And that's all been built up since then, so that's really put the kibosh on the hunting down in that area.
Mm-hmm.
Same in a lot of places, I guess. What used to be woods is now subdivisions and houses. Mm-hmm. And
yeah,
everything else.
Yeah, things change. Now, I understand that you were part of the flag-raising ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
Here. Can you tell me about that and what part you play in that?
Well, we just, raised the flag out here at the pole, and that's supposed to be the official start of Old Home Day.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the local American Legion post, Ellis Geddes Levitt Post 102. We also do the Memorial Day ceremony right out here.
Okay.
And we have a ceremony here by War Memorial stones, and then we march out into the cemetery, and we have another ceremony out in the cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
And then march back. So we do that, right here. We do it right after the church service here in church.
Sure.
And we also lead the Independence Day parade up at Gilmanton Corner.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Old Home Day is a tradition for
sure.
Me. I can remember one year, it must have been in the 70s. We had a lot of rain, and the road right out here between the in front of the church was actually all mud.
Oh no.
And so we postponed Old Home Day until the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And Sunday was okay, and so everybody came on Sunday, and we, proceeded like we would have on Saturday.
Sure. Great. Anything else that you'd like to share?
I guess that's it for the moment.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you so much for coming and talking to us.
Well, you're very welcome.